Broadband providers are sending letters out to customers warning them not to stream and watch films illegally. It's because what happened with pirating music a decade ago is happening now with film and drama. Cheap new technology is making illegal streaming so easy that millions of people are watching blockbuster films at home as soon as they go on general release without paying anything. In the UK, the broadband providers have promised to try to stop that by identifying the customers who are doing it. The new technology is the streaming stick you plug into the back of your telly. It lets you use streaming services like Netflix or the iPlayer on the telly, and on tellies that are not internet connected, so you can stream films, dramas and sport from the internet, but including from pirated sites. The sticks cost around £25, and since Google and Amazon launched their versions 2 years ago, the growth in the sales of them has been phenomenal. Today, according to the retail analyst Kantar, a quarter of all UK homes has one. That's around 7 million homes. Fevzi Turkalp is the gadget detective online, and he knows all about this. So, Fevzi, tell us then how these streaming sticks work.
So these streaming sticks, they look a little bit like a fat USB stick, and they plug into one of the ports on the back of a normal TV set, and they attach to the internet in your home, either via Wi-Fi or via a cable. So they are, in essence, small computers. They run their own little operating system, and add-ons to that operating system allow users of them to attach to services that are not legal to watch. So it may be movies that they're not paying for. It may be a subscription sports service, for example. All sorts of things are available. And because these are general-purpose computers, with the right software, they can access these illegal services.
So if you had a television that is linked with a data cable already, would you need one of these sticks to surf the web and find these pirating sites? Or do they make it easier in some way?
They make it a lot easier because once these add-ons are added to the software, they are specifically designed to take you to the website or the servers that are serving up this pirated content.
So they're coming ready loaded with the links?
They can do. I mean, certainly not anything that Amazon or any reputable retailer sell you has that capability. But there are things called Kodi sticks. These are just these little compute sticks that have the Kodi software on them. And that's fine in itself, but it's when people have what's called fully loaded systems where you've got the additional software that hooks into these pirated services. That's the problem, and the legality of that is what's going through the courts at the moment.
Is the television and film industry then in the same place that music was 10 years ago, where using the law doesn't seem to work?
It is suffering similar problems in that they are offering something at a higher price that people would rather have for free. And obviously some people would often rather have things for free. But some of the legal attacks did work. There was a company called Napster around the year 2000, 2001 that faced so many lawsuits that music companies in that case that it shut down its services. And that went a long way towards helping. So there is a legal branch to this attack. There is then more that the internet service providers can do, because they can identify these services and block access to them. So it's not just that they should send out letters to people who are doing this, but also they can block access. But that's a game of cat and mouse, because then those providers will set up somewhere else and they have to be found and shut down again. So that will be a continual process.
Wasn't part of the solution with music to bring the cost of streaming music down?
Yeah.
Really in the way, I suppose, that Netflix has done with drama, with television drama. Will film and drama have to do that, bring the prices down so it isn't really worth going to all this trouble to get it illegally?
I think, yeah, they have to do a number of things. They have to bring the price down, because sometimes the cost of renting a movie digitally is the same as buying the DVD, and yet they don't have those same overheads of manufacturing and transportation and storage and so forth. So there does seem to be some scope to reduce the prices. The other thing that they need to do is make available the newest films quickly, because the most often pirated films are those that are, you know, at the cinema at the moment. And if there is a delay in when those are available legally, then people who would be willing to pay for it legally but want to watch it when it's new can't. And that will tend to push people towards pirated content as well.
Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective. Thank you for coming on.